Would you say that in general, you're going to be continuing to use or using adjuvant pertuzumab for node positive patients?
I imagine we will. I think, especially in younger patients who tolerate it, we certainly do other things for similar degrees of absolute benefit. I mean, breast perhaps is a little bit different than some of the other diseases that way, but I think many patients would consider a 2 to 3% benefit, invasive disease-free survival benefit, to be worth it. And if they started having substantial toxicity, we'd have to readdress. But at least as an initial plan, I think it's hard to back away.
When we're looking at affinity of the node positive patients, the hazard rate's a little bit better, and it kind of comes together a little bit better, but I don't know if that's the way it's going to actually shake out in practice.